So what does this call of source sound like? How do you know? Magellan's easy to hear. Jerry says, shut that broad up. Magellan, the navigational system, she has very forthright instructions. But what does your call of source sound like? Well, it depends on where you are in relationship to it. If you are bright and fluffy, if you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, if you are feeling appreciation and love and joy, and you are listening for the call of source, it feels like exhilaration. It feels like passion. It feels like, ooh, what a good idea. It feels like, ooh, I really want to do that. It feels like, let me go that way. But if you are in despair, even though source is still calling you, always, eternally, always calling you, if you're in despair, the call of source doesn't sound that bright and friendly. Not like harps and angels. Not like goosebumps and raptures. Sounds more like revenge. Truly. It's an interesting thing. So let's say you're in despair. You are truly depressed. And source is calling you toward all of that. Now, the thing you have to remember is, in your darkest moments, you give birth to your strongest rockets of desires. So all that contrast you've been living has caused you to ask and ask and ask and ask. If you could see this vibrational escrow, we love those words, don't you? This vibrational escrow, this future you that is not far away if you could just find vibrational alignment with it. This vibrational escrow of you, this expanded version of you, is ever calling you toward it. And when you turn in the direction of it, you feel the relief of turning in the direction of it. For a while, we called this gathering the science of deliberate creation. Really a lovely word. Deliberate creation is so delicious. It's so much more fulfilling to identify something that you want and then give your attention to it and little by little train yourself into vibrational alignment with it and then watch the manifestations begin to swirl in around it to feel the fulfillment of your hands-on deliberate creation. Oh, there is such power in that. Such a feeling of satisfaction, such a feeling of fulfillment because it's who you are and why you came. So the science of deliberate creation we thought was a perfect title. Science meaning ever expanding, ever changing, ever growing. Not like religion. Religion, they dig up some old books and they say, this is it. Live your life by these books. But I don't understand. I can't get that threaded through that. I don't understand. How does the camel apply to me now? I don't have a camel. The science of deliberate creation, always expanding, taking what has come before and applying what you are now asking for and expanding into the new, improved place. So we thought it was a wonderful title, except that it made you all worry about your thoughts. We saw you. You'd think a thought and then you'd go, cancel, cancel, try to suck it back before law of attraction gets hold of it. And we say to you, it's about allowing. So now we are calling this the art of allowing. The art of allowing me in my physical human form to get up to speed with who life has caused me to become. You don't even have to be up to speed with who you've become. In fact, you never can be because life is causing you to become. There's always going to be something more that you have become, and that's why the current is always flowing. We don't want you to ever get caught up with all that you have become, but it is ever so delicious to get going in the direction of that. And it's ever so uncomfortable to be turned in opposition.